Golf Club Studios, it's the Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker.
Danielle, it's Ben Crenshaw.
Hey, Ben. Okay, we got to hydrate this weekend. It's going to be mostly sunny, the high about 87 degrees. Trades are back, but only about 15 miles per hour, about 10 miles per hour through the weekend. Then we get stuck with some variable winds. And then we're going to get some trades, you know, the northeasterlies, 15 to 25 Wednesday. Meantime, it's going to be sunny, isolated showers, and we're just going to have a good time. We've got the 2022 Senior Professional Championship underway in New Mexico at the Twin Warriors and Santa Ana Golf Clubs. And Steve Schneider, he leads. And David Hronek, he's in second, tied with Jeff Gove. Unfortunately, our guys, Michael Costillo, Juan Rodriguez, and Lance Tequeta, they're coming home already. Lance Hilo Muni, of course, Michael Costillo, who was just on the show at Kapalua, and Juan at Nandea Golf Club. A lot of other golf is being played. Zozo, hey, Ricky Fowler is in the lead. I think he made some interesting choices. We're going to be talking to the doctor. Dr. Confidence is going to be with us in a few minutes at the LPGA Aramco Team Series, LET here. Alexi Thompson, Madeline Sagstrom, Brooke Henderson, Nelly Korda, Maga Stark, and Maha Stark, and Anna Van Dam, they are all tied for third. So those three, Nella, Maga, and Anna, they're in the tied for third position with Alexi Thompson in the lead. Hold on, Lexi, for the final round. We're going to come back right now. We've got Dr. Bob Winters, drbobwinters.com, Dr. Confidence after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Streaming worldwide from sunny Hawaii, it's Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show, brought to you by these fine sponsors. MD Restoration, water, flood, broken pipe cleanup, 24/7 licensed and insured. Aloha Powers Superstore, next to the Costco gas station. We got merchandise busting at the scene. Honda blowers, weed whackers, generators, steel, Noriyama. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment, Cypac Cyber Security, Hawaii's experts in cybercrime, ransom, and security. Keep your company safe. Call Cypac. Cross Country Mortgage. Go see the experts and get your money ready to buy the home you want. Here's Danielle Tucker.
Hey, thank you. And let's bring him right into the clubhouse now. Welcome inside. This is The Golf Club on the radio, streaming live around the world. Aloha from Hawaii, Dr. Robert Winters, the Confidence Doctor. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Good morning, Danielle. How are you?
I'm good. It's the weekend, and we're going to develop some confidence through your assistance. Dr. Bob, as people affectionately call him, is a sports psychologist, author, speaker, mental conditioning coach. His major academic areas, confidence, performance enhancement, counseling, and educational research. So, first of all, I got to ask you, how did you get into this? What drove you into this field?
Well, Danielle, it's always great to be back with you and to actually sort of update, you know, the listeners, is that, you know, I played golf. I started playing golf when I was about 14 years old. I was really small. Even when I was a senior in high school, I was like about 4'10" and 86 pounds. It looked like I was about 9 years old. And I actually walked on to the college I played for, Ball State University, and the golf coach didn't even know who I was. And he had never heard of me before. And I always just had sort of this, you know, success-driven achievement goal of saying, I really want to play college golf. I want to be a professional golfer. And I went to the Arnold Palmer Golf Academy. And the very first day I was there, you know, I had some borrowed clubs because I locked my keys inside my car. I was only 17 years old. And I got a hole-in-one the first day. This is 3 weeks later, Arnold Palmer gives me a trophy. And I end up winning, you know, my flight of the boys championship. And Arnold pulls me aside and he says, listen, are you playing for any college? And I said, no. He goes, listen, the college that you go to, go into, you know, that, you know, coach's office and tell them that you, you know, want to play. Because anybody who wins my tournament and gets a hole-in-one with the driver, you know, deserves a shot. So I went in, and my college coach said, well, who actually recommended you come in to see me? And I said, Mr. Arnold Palmer. And that sort of kind of got his attention really quick. But I learned, you know, right away that, you know, being, you know, very small, I had to have, you know, great mental strength. I had to have sort of that little chip on my shoulder that I could actually play with, you know, the big boys. And I became really good. I became known as Winters the Wedge. You know, years later, I became known as Professor Putt. But I actually went through all of that. I played at, you know, every level. Went to Q schools. I did all of that. You know, my mother became very ill, so I had to get back and help our family business. So I got, you know, off the tour trail. And then I, you know, linked up with a sports vision optometrist. And then I started finding out everything about how the visual system works and how it affects golfers and all athletes. And that led me to the University of Virginia, where I joined forces with Dr. Bob Rotella. Because really, when I got into this, when I had written my first master's back in 1977, I was writing about anxiety and how it affects confidence and, you know, how it impacts performance. And so, you know, Bob Rotella, and I'm the other, you know, Bob, you know, Dr. Bob.
Right.
And so we, you know, joined forces, and he was doing all of his great stuff, and I was doing all the research there. And, you know, the rest, you know, was kind of history. When I actually finished at the University of Virginia, I, you know, traveled around. I said, I really want to get to Orlando, where the Golf Channel had been stationed. And I came down here, and I had a, you know, chance. Some of my players, they were working with David Ledbetter. David Ledbetter has me in for an interview, and we go out, and we actually spent some time, and we just really loved what each other was talking about. I had met him, you know, years earlier, working with a lot of other, you know, tour players out on tour back in the mid to early 80s. And so for the past 23 years, I have been the resident sports psychologist with David Ledbetter at the World Teaching Headquarters at Champions Gate. And we've just recently moved now our headquarters to Reunion Resort outside Orlando. And so I've had the chance to work, you know, with all of David's people and some of the world's best and some of the world's most emotionally challenged players, Danielle. So it was a career that really I really wanted to be a player. But I think, you know, having being a player and having, you know, coached at the University of Virginia for 8 years for the men's golf team, and then helping start all the Nike golf schools across America, the junior golf schools back in 1991 until just here recently, until COVID hit, it gave me a different perspective, because most sports psychologists really have sort of a counseling and sort of what I call clinical psychology background. My background came from athletics, being a professional player, a college coach, but also being in sports vision, motor learning, motor development, sports psychology, and then, you know, having sort of this hybrid education. So when players come to see me here in Orlando, they realize I talk the game. You know, I walk the walk and talk the talk, and that's been really one of my key strengths, because now we're not talking psychobabble, we're talking golf speak. You know, I'm speaking their language, and it's pretty important, because that's where the communication factor becomes huge, because when you start talking confidence, everyone's ears perk up. And so that's why I've trademarked, you know, my name as the Confidence Doctor, and I've trademarked that internationally, and I have my website, theconfidencedoctor.com, where people can go and they can find out more about me and learn about all of my different philosophies. But that's the 25-cent tour, Danielle. I didn't mean to take up so much time.
No. This is great, because it gives us insight into you and where you had to overcome and be confident. But I don't think it sounds to me, maybe I'm wrong, that you didn't have a lot of overcoming to do, that you already had, you had this instilled confidence inside it. Where did that come from?
I think, you know, years ago when I was getting ready to play in a tournament, I was getting ready, I was a senior, my senior year of school, it was going to be like my last big tournament. And I was sitting at my dinner table, and this is a really interesting story that people, I think, can really, hopefully they understand from a very guttural personal level. I was sitting at the table, and my mother and father were looking at me and goes, "Everything okay?" And I said, "Yeah, I'm okay." But I realized the next day I was going to have to play the two-time state defending champion, the state of Indiana, and we were going to go head-to-head in a big conference match. And I went to bed that night, and I went to bed early, but you know how most of us have a big, tournament the next day. We might be in bed, but we're not sleeping.
Right.
Okay? Yeah. We're still thinking about the day. And so this figure, shadowy figure, comes in, beautiful shadowy figure. It's my mother. She sits on the side of the bed. She goes, "What's going on?" And I told her, I said, I had, anxiety. I had some fear. I didn't really want to embarrass myself. I knew this player was a really intimidating player. And she looked at me and she goes, "Son, because I want you to remember this." She goes, "Dynamite comes in small packages." And she said, "Dynamite comes in small packages." She goes, "I want you to go out there tomorrow and make a big bang." And then she leaned down and kissed me on the forehead, and she goes, "I believe in you." And she goes, "And you need to believe in yourself." So really from an early age, a mother's love, parental love, gave me the freedom to go out and go play. And I ended up, doing very, very well. And from that point forward, I always said, no matter whatever happens, and it's the strangest truth, in belief system, that's where we talk about confidence, there will be people, and millions of them, that tell you and will be quick to tell you that you cannot do something, you're not good enough, you're not talented enough. But you have to dismiss the good intentions or even the naysayers. And you have to sort of follow your own path. And that's really what I'm always telling players that I'm working with, men, women, boys, and girls, is that it doesn't matter what anybody else thinks, about you. What matters most is what you think about you. Because the ultimate battle in golf isn't you versus you. It should be you for you going out to play your game and beating the golf course one shot at a time. And that's really where my whole philosophy has started, and it has worked very well for the last 45 years for me.
So that competitor, you're not thinking about the competitor. You're thinking about your game. The golf course is who you're competing against.
Danielle, that's absolutely right. And I really want everybody to understand is that 99% of the whole golfing population around the world, they're playing the wrong game. Because when we actually, start, playing these handicaps, you start playing your club championship, you're always looking around over your shoulder. Who do I have to play? Who do I have to beat? What do I have to shoot? What's my score? And so everyone, asks you that. I mean, the first thing, Danielle, when you come in from a round of golf, people do not ask you this question. They will not ask you this question. Did you stay emotionally composed in every shot? They aren't going to ask you that. The first thing they ask you is, what did you shoot?
Mm-hmm.
What did you shoot? And then when you give them an answer and say, okay, you say, I shot 76 today. And they go, oh, that's a great score. I shot 73. I cut you by three. Okay? And now they're done with you. And now they're going to move on to somebody else. So I want everyone to realize is that the ultimate opponent is not you, because we hear some of these other people say it's the battle for your mind, it's you versus you. It should not be that way. It should be you, incorporating all of your talent, all of your skill, all of your moxie to play your game and beat the golf course, because the game itself is the ultimate competitor. It is, has variability, it has the environment, it has everything against you. It's almost like going to Vegas and you have to beat the house odds. But once you understand that I've let go of results, I let go of score, I let go of other players, I can control one person and I can control my controllables. I can't control anybody else. But if I control what I have to do and I'm here in this moment, I'll tell you what, you are in the present moment. And the great football coach, Lou Holtz, was talking about winning. And he said the word win, and I love this, and I love Coach Holtz, met him several times. He says, it's an acronym. W-I-N means what's important now. And if I can get people to focus on the now, instead of worrying about what could be or what was or what, you know, I have to do. Look at what you have to do right now with the shot in front of you. What is going on? And if I can get people to do that, it's amazing, Danielle, how great their talent comes at whatever level. I don't care if you're a 25 handicapper or a plus two. You know, if you go out and play with that type of a mindset and enjoy your talent, my goodness gracious, you start to play some of the very best golf of your life.
I can feel that. I can feel that because I've had a moment on the course feeling that. But there is also what came to mind was Danielle standing over the ball and thinking, literally, what if I don't hit it?
There's just a lot of people, you know, and that's the whole point where I sort of created this thinking and acting model about, you know, 40 years ago, where I actually developed this trust line, and then back behind the ball, it's the time to think. It's the time to create that situational moment confidence. This is what I'm going to do with this shot, this purposeful intention. And so when you step across, you know, that line, and you aim and address, you know, yourself to the ball, the thinking is over. You know, what you want to be doing then is just using your visual system, soaking up the target, falling in love with your target, and swinging the feel that you rehearsed behind the ball, now, you know, at the ball, swinging through the ball to the target. And, you know, a couple of my good friends, you know, Pia Nielsen and Lynn Marriott, loved, you know, my idea. I presented it years ago to the World Science of Congress and Trust, and they actually created that Think Box, Play Box, you know, Vision 54, which was great. But that's sort of a derivation of my thinking and acting model, because I remember going on the Golf Channel with Kelly Tillman back in 1998, 1999, doing that right on a table, just showing, you know, here's what it is. I took some books and made the books like a trust line, and I said, here we are behind the ball, behind the trust line, and we're creating a plan. We're really thinking about the shot. We're thinking about what we want to do, making a very clear decision about the shot I'm going to hit, and then rehearsing it from back there, really seeing the shot, feeling that feeling I'm going to hit on this very specific moment, and then committing to that shot. And that's really where, you know, you create confidence, is in that purposeful intention and the commitment. So when you step into the ball, you already know what to do, Danielle. And most players who do not do that, who just go up there willy-nilly, that's when they start to think. They start to think, what if, you know, oh, I see the water. Boy, don't hit it there. Don't hit it left, out of bounds. So they start having this scattered mind. So when we have a purposeful mindset, when we create this confidence from behind the ball before we step in, once we step in, we create what I call this green light effect. And green means go. And that's really what we know we should be aspiring to do every time we go play, no matter if it's a drive, an approach iron shot, a chip, or a putt. That's what we need to be doing.
This is Dr. Robert Winters, the confidence doctor, internationally known sports psychologist, author, and professional speaker, author of Mistake-Free Golf, First Aid for Your Golfing Game. It's on Kindle and, of course, on Amazon, hardcover or paperback, with a foreword by Rich Lerner. And in it, Rich starts off by saying, Mistake-Free Golf is the first and only book that directly applies to golfers of all levels on how to specifically correct their mental errors. Can we delve into some of your books after a break?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
Excellent. So we're talking with Dr. Robert Winters, Dr. Bob Winters, DrBobWinters.com or TheConfidenceDoctor.com. We'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
You want a new home, but what do you need first? Call Cross Country Mortgage. Great customer service. They're your personal mortgage lender. Getting pre-approved is the key to being prepared to get the home you want. Cross Country offers a wide range of loans. Our Hawaii savvy real estate lenders help your loan go smoothly. Call Derek at 808-445-4038. Experience mortgage made easy. Cross Country Mortgage, 808-445-4038.
The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Eveleigh. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Boys and girls, learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
Set up sweetly in the bunker. I set myself comfortably into the sand, swing for under the ball, and it sails up onto the green and into the hole. Let's go back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Yes, dream it and it'll be. We're talking to Dr. Bob Winters, drbobwinters.com. Dr. Confidence, the confidence doctor he is, internationally known sports psychologist, author, and speaker. We're going to talk a little bit about a book he wrote, Mistake-Free Golf, First Aid for Your Golfing Game. And I really like what Rich Lerner wrote in the foreword. Mistake-Free Golf is the first and only book that directly applies to golfers of all levels on how to specifically correct their mental errors by identifying the mental mistakes that golfers make on a consistent basis and then teaching the reader step by step how to correct those mental issues. Dr. Winters will help take strokes off any golfer's game immediately. Wow. How? Tell us more.
Well, I think, you know, Rich, you know, has been one of my friends, obviously, with the Golf Channel, and I was doing a lot of stuff with Golf Channel, and he's written, you know, a wonderful foreword for me, and we've been friends for, what, 21, 22 years now. And the point, you know, with Mistake-Free Golf, I wanted to write a book that was different than any other golf psychology, you know, book that other people had written. I wanted to actually take, you know, my, you know, good friend and colleague, Dr. Bob Rotella's great book, Golf, you know, is not a game of perfect, golf is a game of confidence. But I wanted to actually take those and take those concepts that we had spent, you know, years, you know, developing and then actually transfer them, because it's one thing to tell somebody you just need to train it and now you need to go out and trust it. For me, it was always about, okay, what's the transfer effect? If we're really supposed to be trusting something, we should be training to trust. And so in my book, Mistake-Free Golf, I talk about the 9 most common mistakes that all players make. And I interviewed over like 500 different people. I interviewed the best of the best, some of the best tour players in the world, you know, the Greg Normans and the Justin Roses and Michelle Wies, who I've had, you know, a chance, you know, to work with as well in the years past. And I also had, you know, people who were, you know, high handicappers and other people. So I put, you know, together this amalgamation, this wonderful experience book about these are the things that you need to do. And I think, you know, really the biggest mistake is that most people make, just, you know, and number one is, you know, I don't believe in my talent. I'm always looking around thinking that other people are better than me. So we give away our power. That's the first thing. But if the listeners just did this one thing, and I'm going to tell them right now, so I hope everyone has their ears open, is that the greatest mistake that almost everyone makes, even at the very elite level, the Tiger Woods and these people, they don't make it very often, but when they do, they know it right away, is that how many times have you stepped into a shot and you knew you weren't ready, you knew you weren't committed, you didn't have the right club, and you didn't stop. Most players go ahead and they say, I'll go ahead and hit it anyway. And they're not ready, you know, they're uncomfortable, unprepared, and then they hit a terrible shot. And then after that shot's over, they go, I knew that was going to happen. That is just stupid, stupid, stupid. Why didn't I just back away? So, you know, the lesson point for this is you never, ever hit a shot until you are absolutely positively sure that you're going to actually do the very best you can at that particular moment. Now, just doing that one thing right there is just, you know, enlightening for so many people. And if they just make that a process goal, meaning this is the one thing I want to do all day. If I don't feel, you know, comfortable stepping into the ball, I'll just simply back off, reset, refocus, and recommit. Because there's nothing worse than stepping in and saying, well, I'm just going to hit it anyway. Because the anyway shot tends to go anywhere, and it usually does. So what we need to do is always get our mind right before we step into the ball and go, hey, here we go. And it's just like driving a car. You wouldn't actually enter an intersection when you've got a yellow light almost ready to turn red. You know, what happens there, you're going to get T-boned. So a lot of people do that on the golf course, and a lot of people make a lot of what I call unforced errors. And I remember Tiger Woods saying this years ago, and I said it maybe 20 years before he did, you should never make a mental mistake. Why? Because the golf ball is just sitting there. It's waiting for you to act upon it. This golf is not a reaction sport. It is a pro-action sport, meaning when I step into the ball, this is what I want to do, here's where I want to go, and this is how I'm going to do it. And so if you are ill-prepared when you step into the ball and you're playing, you know, what I call scattered golf, that's exactly what happens to the golf ball. It becomes scattered, it becomes lost, and your rounds and your scores go up. So the more focus you can bring and never hitting a shot until you're ready to hit that shot, it will really save you a lot of shots, you know, on the golf course. Just something that simple.
Well, this is a great sentence here. Mistake-free golf can be used as a reference book for a mentally frustrated golfer. It's a one you can read a chapter, pull out the chapter that hits you. You don't have to read it in its entirety to get a lot out of it.
No, and I think that's a great thing. I mean, a lot of people say, you know, what kind of a book is this? I go, it's a book to be read, it's a book to be studied. It could be even a great bathroom book. Because really, most golfers, all we want, just give me a golden nugget. Just give me a couple of tips. And it's funny how these little golden nuggets stick with you. And, you know, someone says something to you years ago, it just sticks. And why does it stick? Because it resonates with your golfing acumen. It is something in there that goes, now that makes sense to me. And for me, I've always said that common sense is not that common. And that's why, you know, when something sticks, you go, that is so simple, it's so functional, I'm going to use it. Because in our world today, I think so many things are getting so sci-fi, so high-tech, and what I'm trying to get my players to do is stratify, simplify. The game's tough enough. We don't have to make it any more difficult than it is, because I always remember, you know, what Mr. Palmer told me. He said, on the first tee, Bob, he says, what you want to do is say, here's where I want to hit the ball, step up into the ball, look at your target one last time, come back to the ball, and just turn and burn. Just hit the hell out of that ball. And that's what Arnold did, and he was one of the straightest drivers in the game, and I've always remembered that. And it's funny, over the years, I've had a chance to work and talk and just, you know, educate the very best golfers in the world. And one thing for sure, if it sounds really high scientific, real high tech, the majority of players, the really elite, they're going the other way. They go, that's too techy for me. I need to go this way. But when you have someone like Bryson DeChambeau, that language speaks to him. So it's different folks, different strokes for different folks. Everybody has something that resonates with them. And if you can find that, then tap into that and then just take it all the way, every shot for 18 holes, and I think you'll be really happy with your game.
This is Dr. Bob Winters, and the other books, The Ten Commandments of Mind Power Golf, No Nonsense Strategies for Mastering Your Mental Game. I know someone who'd like this one. Ten Mental Rules for Great Putting. What you already know and need to learn again. I love that.
Yeah.
I love that. Mistake Free Golf, it says here, whether tossed in a golf bag or used as an emergency read or enjoyed as an insightful look into the mind of a golfer, this is truly first aid for the golfing brain. The time flies talking with you.
It's great. And Danielle, thank you. The reason we call it first aid for the golfing brain, this is why I became, Dr. Winters, because I always believed, we start talking about research in education. I was trying to do me search. I was really looking for the answers for myself. So when we say Dr. Heal Thyself, that's the reason why I've written all these books. And so even when I go back and actually, go back through and read them over and over, I go, that really makes sense to me. And I think anybody who reads them, they're easy reads, and they really do help a lot of people. And I hope, that everyone who's listening here goes out and really contacts me. I've got, putting video series on my website, theconfidencedoctor.com. And, I love to hear, from all your listeners. And it's always great to be on your show. And it does, time flies by really fast.
Yes. TheConfidenceDoctor.com. Well, you'll have to come back again in, whatever works in your schedule. And we can go through, I have a friend who's like, I can't putt. And he's getting really, really frustrated. So we're going to need to work on this. Thank you very much for being on the show. This is Dr. Bob Winters. You can find him at TheConfidenceDoctor.com because, of course, he's the Confidence Doctor, internationally known sports psychologist, author, and speaker, mental conditioning coach. Thank you for being on the show.
Always great, Danielle. Thanks for having me on.
Aloha. We're coming back. It's almost time for the Century Tournament of Champions, and we'll be back after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Be hitting the greens with Danielle Tucker when we return to the golf club. You can buy new equipment and practice your swing, but peace of mind is the best way to improve your game. Our mission at SciPac is to safeguard organizations from cyber attacks and business disruption. We are an elite group of cybersecurity specialists providing the deepest level of cyber protection anywhere in Hawaii. As local residents with businesses and families, we are fully invested in protecting Hawaii's livelihoods and assets with the serenity that comes from having SciPac watching your network and infrastructure so you can completely focus on your next swing. Call 808-861-9595 or on the web at SciPac.com. That's CYPA.com. MD Restoration, 24/7 Emergency and Disaster Restoration Service. COVID compliant. Fire damage repair, mold remediation, asbestos abatement. Call 528-3434. And now, get MD cleaned. What do you get for the person that has everything? We're proud to announce Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club Radio Show logoed merchandise store is open. Just click the green button on our RadioGolfClub.com website to find an outstanding selection of golf club logoed items. Make an impact on the golf course with our range of clothing and accessories that ensure a smile with every package. Explore all golf styles from shirts, pants to jackets, and hats in your size and color. Visit Danielle Tucker's The Golf Club merchandise store today at RadioGolfClub.com. Fun at your fingertips with style. It's the Century Tournament of Champions Winner Circle with Max Novina, Executive Director of the Century Tournament of Champions and hosted by Danielle Tucker. Golf's first tournament of the new year, keeping you on top of what's happening at Century Tournament of Champions at the Plantation Course, Kapalua, Maui, January 5th to the 8th, 2023. Spectators, volunteers, media, and whales leaping out of the water to watch the best of the best challenge Maui's Kapalua Plantation Course. Here's Max Novina and Danielle Tucker.
Hey, welcome into the clubhouse, Max, Executive Director of PGA Tour Century Tournament of Champions. Good to have you.
Indeed. Aloha, Danielle. Good to be with you.
It's awesome. Okay, so, by the way, Max Novina's introduction to the golf industry came when he served as Sales and Marketing Director in 2005 and 2006 at the U.S. Women's Open at Cherry Hills Country Club and Newport Country Club, respectively. He later was appointed as the Championship Director for the 2009 U.S. Senior Open hosted at Crooked Stick Golf Club. Now, the U.S. Senior Open for 2023 is going to be at Century World in June. That is so exciting because now I know what Century World is all about. It is an amazing golf course, and I love it. And the flower hole is wonderful. You know, it's so good to have you inside the clubhouse. Let's talk about Century Tournament of Champions, only 80 days away. Can you believe it?
Yeah, absolutely incredible. We're 80 days from teeing off the Century Tournament Champions. A lot's going on. So much has changed. You know, Danielle, I think we last spoke the week before the Tour Championship, and so much has happened in the game of golf. So much has happened for our event, and it's all come together. We're really excited about next January.
Oh, absolutely. This, you know, volunteer registration is open. The winner's circle just keeps on growing. Tell us a little bit about the field and the expanded eligibility.
Yeah, I think that's probably one of the biggest enhancements that we've had as we lead into 2023. So with the expanded eligibility, it's not just winners from the preceding year. It's also anybody from the top 30 of the FedEx Cup playoffs points list that made it to East Lake and the Tour Championship. It essentially added 10 incredible players to our field, including the likes of Adam Scott, Colin Morikawa, Victor Hovland, and several others. So between now and, you know, I'm sure you're following Zozo Championship.
Yes.
And Ricky's currently in the lead, headed to the fourth round. We currently have 36 players already in the field. That's both, you know, winners and top 30. And, you know, we have six more opportunities between Zozo and the RSM to add to the field. And so we're really excited. I mean, I will have to say 2022 is kind of the year of the repeat winner. You know, so far you've had Scheffler, you've had Burns, you've had Shoffley, Finau's won twice. And now on the other side of the Tour Championship, Max Homa won Fortinet and Tom Kim. You know, coming off just an incredible Presidents Cup, winning last week at Shriners. Definitely the year of the repeat winner in 2022.
Yes. Now, Will Zalatoris is also qualified. He could come, but have you heard anything about his how he's healing, his rib, I think it was, area?
Yeah. Will had to withdraw from, I believe, the second playoff event with, a back spasm or a back issue. All indications are that rehab and recovery are going really well. We're certainly hoping and very excited to have Will Zalatoris in the field.
All these youngsters. Yes, they're just pretty amazing to see them just, I don't know. Can you say a guy is, blooming? And to watch them grow into their game game and the excitement and the confidence that they develop as they grow into their game and become champions or contenders. That's just some of the sweetest part about this game of golf, is watching these youngsters growing up in front of you and becoming seasoned professionals. It's really quite awesome.
Indeed. I mean, it was amazing to see the season that Zalatoris had, and for him to, you know, then win and qualify for the field. Another player that made it into the field through the top 30 eligibility was Cam Young, who, had just an amazing rookie season on the PGA Tour. I think it's also really important to add, because this hasn't been covered a lot, but one of the enhancements that's happened is all of the top players as a collective, they've basically come together and agreed that they're going to play in all of the elevated events. And as we all know, the Century Tournament of Champions was elevated this past year by the PGA Tour. And so now it's not so much just about being eligible. If you're eligible, you're going to play. So the product inside of the ropes is off the charts. It's going to be one of the most elite and best fields in all of golf. And we're really also excited about everything outside of the ropes and all of the fan experiences and on-island experiences that we're going to be bringing to all of our fans and spectators.
Last year, a record $642,490 was raised for charity through the Century Tournament of Champions. Now, Century has made an incredible impact. Tell us more about the Century Connected Community, Century and the Community.
Yeah, absolutely. Century is literally one of, if not the best title on the PGA Tour, and they really they view Maui as their second home. So it's a Wisconsin-based insurance company. Having said that, they have just absolutely demonstrated their commitment not only to the PGA Tour and the game of golf. As some of your listeners probably know, they're also a USGA partner. They're a first tee trustee, but specifically to the Century Tournament of Champions, they extended their commitment through 2035. And so they already have 5 years under their belt. But with everything that's been going on in golf, they really wanted to show their commitment to the PGA Tour and more specifically to this community. And so we know we have at least 13 more plays, and 2023 is going to be a quarter century on Maui, and we're so excited, not just for next year, but for what the next quarter century will bring to the game of golf, to all of our partners, but most importantly to our local community.
Right on. I mean, seriously, it was awesome to understand all the ways that Century, that doesn't even do business in Hawaii, they have just impacted education, business, so many different facets of the Maui community, and it's very special. So speaking of special, there are some special deals for fans who want to have a place to, hunker down and cool off, have something to eat, and then get back out on the course and watch the action. These are for, upgraded tickets and hospitality options. Can you go through a couple of them?
Yeah, I think relative to the experience at our event, we literally have something that will meet the needs or the expectations of anyone and everyone. And if we don't, I would personally design it for them. And so, listen, I would start with our Kama'aina ticket, which when paired with the fact that kids 15 and under get in for free. Danielle, you mentioned some of my resume in golf. Prior to coming to golf, I worked in professional sports for the NBA and the National Hockey League. And what we're able to offer with our Kama'aina ticket program and kids getting in free is literally the best value in all of professional sports. And so I think of it through the filter of, families and their kids, and, being able to come out and have just an incredible experience at the plantation course.
Yeah.
Beyond that, we certainly have elevated opportunities for companies, for individuals that are looking to, engage with customers or prospects, or just have an incredible experience with friends and family, and everything from our pro-am, which is one of, if not the best pro-am on the PGA Tour, to some of the elevated venues that we're doing, like the Aloha Club or the Lookout. It's amazing views of golf. Anybody that's been to the Tournament of Champions knows the proximity and the intimacy that you get with the best players in the world. But it's also just beautiful views of the island and delicious local food and beverage.
Exactly. Delicious local food and beverage. If you want to know more about becoming, do you have a space for volunteers still?
We do. So we launched the program about a month ago. It's amazing the support that we received. Currently, more than 33 states represented across our volunteer base. This was, sort of an interesting stat: 5 of 10 provinces in Canada. And so, people are coming from all over the country to support us. Volunteering at a golf tournament, whether it be the Tournament of Champions or the Sony Open or an event overseas or on the mainland, is really incredible because you're a part of the action. It's not like you're sitting in an office somewhere removed from what's actually going on. You're literally interacting with the players, their caddies, our fans, and they're integral. They're so important to what we do.
You can find everything at Century Tournament of Champions. That's all you do. Just go to your, put that in your search at the top, and bingo, pgatour.com/tournament/Century Tournament of Champions. You don't have to remember all of that. Just put in Century Tournament of Champions, and bingo, you'll be up. This is Max Novina, Executive Director, PGA Tour, Century Tournament of Champions, and you'll be back with us real soon, right, Max, to talk a little bit more about what's coming up and who's in the circle.
Indeed. Looking forward to it, Danielle. Thank you for everything that you do, not just for us, but for the game of golf and for our community.
Thank you, and aloha. We're coming back. A little bit of mental coaching, yes, golf strengthening, conditioning, one of the world's top rotational and conditioning specialists is going to be with us, and he has a new book we're going to be talking about right after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to The Golf Club.
I'm Paul Morikawa, 2020 PGA Champion. In every golf journey, some goals can feel like an uphill climb, even intimidating, especially if you're on your own. But in the game of golf, helping hands are all around us. Whether you dream of a championship or you're just trying to make golf your thing, PGA coaches have industry-leading knowledge, guidance, and support to help you take the next step. Just like my PGA coach, Rick Fessingham, has always done for me. Wherever your golf journey is headed, a PGA coach can get you there. Find your PGA coach at pga.com/coach.
You know, Volcano Golf Course, speaking of volcanoes, of course, on the Hawaii Island, Big Island, it's been rumbling, lots of rumbling going on. The last eruption, it was such a cool photo. Those golfers weren't crazy. They weren't even close to being in danger, but you may have seen it, that incredible photograph of the golfers standing and you see the lava shooting up in the air. They're watching from a very safe distance. So Volcano Golf Course is a really beautiful golf course. It's up high. It's a little bit cooler at these times. That's a big benefit. And if you would like to win two rounds of golf. So you can bring a friend. Volcano Golf Course. Just call 808-545-1111. The ninth caller takes it.
You want a new home, but what do you need first? Call Cross Country Mortgage. Great customer service. They're your personal mortgage lender. Getting pre-approved is the key to being prepared to get the home you want. Cross Country offers a wide range of loans. Our Hawaii savvy real estate lenders help your loan go smoothly. Call Derek at 808-445-4038. Experience mortgage made easy. Cross Country Mortgage, 808-445-4038.
The Aloha Power Equipment Superstore is next to the Costco gas station in Eveleigh. Riding mowers, robotic mowers, weed whackers, blowers, chainsaws, and generators. We've got it all. Specials throughout the store. We stock parts and accessories for everything we sell. Honda, Maruyama, Steel, Echo, Billy Goat, and a lounge for while you wait repairs. Our Waipahu store is still open. We put power at your fingertips. Aloha Power Equipment Superstore. Only three parts to the golf swing: the backswing, the impact position, and follow through. So why is my head exploding? Let's go back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Truly way too many swing thoughts. Jason Glass, golf strength and conditioning specialist, one of the world's top rotational and conditioning specialist mentor, yes, and his new book is called Dream Big, Over-Deliver, Undeniable. Welcome into the clubhouse, Jason.
Danielle, aloha. How are you today?
Excellent, sir. And, you know, I was going through your website, looking at your book, and I came upon, it's the final call for the 2022 fall mentorship applicants. I'm like, where do I sign up? What? Huh?
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to have you in the mentorship. You could really help the group out on how to present themselves professionally and create a community, because you do a fantastic job of that with this show and the community that you've created from this.
Oh, thank you. So what is this 2022 fall mentorship?
Yeah, thank you. The mentorship is really an extension of the book. What I do is I help golf professionals, fitness professionals, medical professionals who want to really take their career and expand it out and you know, really kind of dream big on some of their goals and then actually execute on them. So I do that for my community, which is the professionals that are out there helping a lot of people in your audience.
Well, so tell us, your book is Dream Big, Over-Deliver, Be Undeniable. Tell us more about just the title alone.
Absolutely. It actually came from my podcast, the Coach Glass podcast, where I finished every single show saying my mantra, which is Dream Big, Over-Deliver, and Be Undeniable. And so I thought I'd write a book to help people kind of break out of that kind of, you know, mundane daily routine of just kind of getting up, go to work, go home, and allow them, you're only living one life. I wanted them to dream bigger and then start to accomplish some things in their life that would really fulfill them, not just career-wise, financial, but spiritually, mentally, relationships, everything. And that's really where the book started, and then it really evolved into, like I say, a community of people who are really taking life on and experiencing it to the highest level.
Interesting, because this is, like you said, an extension. The book becomes the mentorship program, sort of. It's home study, of course, but the assignments walk you through the process of truly discovering your dream big and creating a plan to execute it. A lot of people, when you say, what are your goals? What do you want to do? You know, they're like, I don't know.
Well, yeah. I mean, you can imagine with the professional athletes that I've worked with on the PGA Tour, NFL, NHL, NBA, you name it, they're already good at this. They already knew what their goal was, wanted to be the best athlete they could possibly be, and then they put together formatted a plan. And then what they did was they surrounded themselves with experts who could help kind of expedite that plan. And so all these great athletes that I've had an opportunity to work with and I've been very blessed to work with over my career, I took little pieces of the things that made them successful and my colleagues that I work with, things that made them successful. And what I realized was there's some common themes that really anybody could apply to their life and also have success. So really this comes from me being a coach with professional athletes, taking those skills and extrapolating them out to make them accessible to everybody.
Wow. Okay, so is there space available for your, I mean, October's already here, you know, and the home study portion, of course, is there, are you going to do this again? Or as I stumble through this, is there space available or should we wait until the next opportunity?
Oh, yeah. No, I do this all, usually twice a year. And this was another one of these blessings from COVID was I used to do it once a year, and people would come to Vancouver, British Columbia, to my home course where my performance center is. And I would only take 10 people a year, and we'd do it once a year. But with COVID, we weren't able to do that. So I took the whole course online, and with home study video stuff and then doing Zoom calls with each person, we're able to mentor more people, and we're able to access 30 to 50 people a year instead of just 10. So that was one of the blessings that came out of COVID situation.
Exactly. It brings people, it's actually brought people together, made the planet even smaller than it already was. Being able to, you know, have a Zoom meeting with somebody there in goodness knows where, and you're wherever you are, and you can still have conversation, you can do business, you can catch up. It's something good came out of it. Can I ask you about this one, compartmentalizing your life, something else I found on your website, a technique that you use in all aspects of your business and personal life to stay in the present?
Yeah, absolutely. People always ask me, I'm a strength coach, I mentor people, I'm an author, I'm a stand-up comedian, I'm a father, I'm a husband, and the list goes on, and people go, how can you do all of that all at the same time? And what I've learned from, you know, doing a lot of reading in Buddhist culture and methodology and stuff, what I realized is being in the present requires you to kind of block out all side influences while you're focused on a task. So what I do for myself is I picture myself walking into a room. So let's say I have to, like this interview right now, I'm 100% present with you and your audience. Because before I got on this call, I walked in the room, which is being interviewed on a radio show, and I closed off the door that I walked through. Present in this room. Once this radio show is over, I'm then going to exit out another door and enter another room. And whatever room I'm in, I try to be 100% present in. So that's how you can compartmentalize your life and actually accomplish a lot more than people who are multitasking on hundreds of things and being ineffective in most of them.
Very well said. You know, there is no multitasking. There's only so much your brain can do at a time.
That's right.
You're doing some things that are very rote, you know, because you'll do them all the time, yeah. But that's not really tasking because it's automatic. Some people say you're so compartmentalized, it's not good for you. It doesn't sound like you're talking about that. It just sounds like you're talking about be doing what you're doing when you're doing it, be there.
And be 100% in that moment. If somebody said you're very compartmentalized, I'd take that as a compliment. As long as they're in the compartment and I'm in the compartment at the same time, then isn't it nice to have 100% of somebody's attention, where they're not on their phone halfway through your conversation, thinking about an email that they have to write once they finish talking to you.
Composing it mentally while they're talking to you. Yeah.
Yeah.
You know what?
It's funny. I've sent a lot of emails mentally, never got to the people, and I really thought that I was sending it, and then they go, you never sent me an email. I'm like, well, I did in my mind, I think.
I've done the same thing. And so I, as you said, I mean, there's kids, there's pets, there's, you know, something cooking on the stove, and so you sit down at the desk and you write something out, but you don't hit send. There's that too, right? And you
That's
think
right.
because something said, "Oh, come now," so you just get up and go, but you didn't hit send, and then you go, but you're like, "Didn't I send that? I don't seem to be getting an answer." You know, no, silly. It's waiting for you to send. Is the best part is that it's still sitting there waiting for you to press send, so you don't have to at least write it over again. I'm talking with Jason Glass, golf strength and conditioning specialist, one of the world's top rotational and conditioning specialists. He's also a mentor, author, and his new book is Dream Big, Overdeliver, be undeniable. What do you mean by be undeniable? It seems like overwhelming.
Well, I know. Well, you know what? Under these times that we've just, well, I shouldn't say we've passed through, but we've definitely found a way to survive through the last couple of years. And being undeniable means that you will not be denied. In that kind of an attitude of whatever obstacle comes my way, I'm going to find a way around it, under it, over it, or through it, but I will not be denied in my mission to accomplish my dream big. So in the book, I share a whole bunch of life hacks that make you undeniable. The way that you could, you know, alter your fitness plan, your nutrition plan, the way you sleep, the way that you travel, the way that you carry yourself in your daily routine, by taking some of the lessons we've learned from the world's best, most highly productive people. We take those lessons and apply it in a simple plan. You can also be undeniable in your life.
I like it. Now, see how that opens up that whole vista. It's not just, it almost, you know, if you didn't understand where you were coming from, it sounds like you're going to be so very pushy. I'm going to demand. But you are, in a way, demanding to succeed and not necessarily stepping on people's toes.
No.
Right.
You're being undeniable to yourself.
Exactly.
And you know what? No, everybody else. You know what? From me, in my perspective, my whole mission in life is to inspire others to greatness. So it comes across as me helping other people, but they don't see the fire inside me that's raging to make that happen at the highest level. So what they see is this nice guy who's trying to help them, but inside I'm like, I have to help them better. I have to over-deliver for them on a daily basis. And so, yeah, it's very, it's an internal undeniability, and on the outside, you're now more effective to help other people.
Yes, right on. Jason, as Titleist Performance Institute strength coach, one of the world's top golf strength and conditioning coaches in the world, how many people do you work with?
Well, that's a tricky question, Danielle, because I work with a lot of teams of players, coaches, their medical team, their physical conditioning coaches. But me personally, that I travel with and I work independently with, I have Adam Hadwin, who's one of Canada's top golfers. I have Jason Duffner, who's a major champion winner. And we also have Mike Weir, who's, again, Masters winner. And now he's on the Champions Tour. I'm trying to light that tournament up. And they, you know, all these players are people that I work daily basis with. Many of them I've worked with, like Adam Hadwin, since he was an amateur. But I also work with a lot of other teams where I consult. Let's say a certain player on the PGA Tour is having some issues that the team's trying to, you know, kind of figure out. I might come in as a strength conditioning rotational speed specialist and apply my knowledge wherever they feel fit.
Right. Fascinating. Okay. So when we talk about rotational, what does that mean?
That's a great question. Rotational, you know what? Every sport is rotational in a way. way. But really, the golf swing, being a rotary sport, we have to train the body a little bit differently than we might train, let's say, somebody trying to lose 5 pounds or somebody who's trying to put another inch on their biceps. Like, it's a different type of training where we're trying to maximize speed. It's all about club head speed in my world. I don't care how what your ball speed is, because it's a relationship with club head speed, but I can change club head speed by changing the exercise program, changing the way that the body moves, and try to really ignite the nervous system so that it can fire at its maximum potential.
Oh, see, it has nothing. Okay, that makes so much sense. Maximizing the potential that's already inside. Because my next question was, maximizing the potential that's already inside. You know, there are so many examples of a golfer who's done really, really well deciding that they're going to change their body to do I don't know what. Since they're already quite, you know, successful at what they're doing with the one they had, does it hurt more than help if someone decides to change their body?
That's a great question. You know, it can if you don't work on the right thing for the right person. And this is the very important part. That's why the Titleist Performance Institute, we developed a screening process to make sure that our exercise program that we provide for you is specific to your needs. So the exercise program that I give Jason Duffner is very different from the exercise program that I give a young Adam Hadwin. So we have to customize it to the athlete, and the only way we can do that is by doing a physical assessment and figuring out what your body needs.
That's wonderful. See, now that makes sense. I sometimes, you know, seeing people pack on pounds or become upper body focused and not seeming to care much about lower body, as a mother, you sort of sit there and worry about what they're doing with their life. You know, not that I'm a mother of an athlete. And speaking of that, there are a lot of young kids, let's say 12, 10, maybe even to 16, that are starting to go into weight rooms and workout rooms. What are your thoughts on children developing strength and conditioning?
Well, you know, I work with a lot of juniors, and I have a junior performance center in Vancouver, and my number one goal with them is first and foremost to have a healthy relationship with health and fitness and their body. So if it's going into a gym and for a young teenage high school kid who wants to, you know, look better when he takes his shirt off at the beach, if that's what it takes them to start thinking about their nutrition and their fitness, I'm all for it. They will grow out of that at some point, and they'll realize that fitness should be more about moving beautifully and feeling great. But if that's where it starts, that's where it starts. And what I want to do is just provide those young kids with the resources they need to do it safely. And if you're going to spend all that time sweating in the gym, let's make it productive and make it give an outcome that you actually want.
Good. And, you know, is weight training bad for young bodies?
No, not at all. We want to make kids as strong as possible because it doesn't only strengthen their bodies, it also strengthens their mind. When you have 20 reps to do and you get to 16 and you don't know if you can do 4 more, but somehow, either through yourself or a coach, you do it and you accomplish it, it just starts to build, and it starts to build on your undeniability and your ability to do things that you didn't think were physically possible. You guys actually have a great coach out in Hawaii, Chris Aramani, and he's working with the high school programs, And he's one of those golf coaches out there in your community who's taking that not just teaching better golf, not just trying to make people score better, but taking that whole holistic approach to making them their body, their mind, and their golf game better. And by doing that, you know, this year they won the state championship. So there are coaches in your community that are taking this same, and he was one of my mentorship graduates. And so you have people in your community that are ready to help young kids and nurture them through that process.
Awesome. Jason Glass, you are wonderful. It's been way too long. His book is Dream Big, Over Deliver, Be Undeniable. Golf strength and conditioning specialist and one of the world's top rotational and conditioning specialists. You can find him at Jason Glass Lab, like a lab, lab.com. And he's also a podcast guy, so you can catch his podcast. It's right there. Podcast, the book, mentorship, training, speaking, login, all right there at jasonglasslab.com. Thanks so much for being on the show.
Thank you, Danielle, and I can't wait to get back on your show. You've got the best community, and your audience is fantastic. Aloha.
Aloha. Thank you so much. We're coming back. We're staying in Canada. No, this was not planned, but we're staying in Canada. We're going to the Whiskey Run Golf Club after this. My name is Danielle Tucker. This is the Golf Club.
Stay tuned. We'll be hitting the green with Danielle Tucker when we return to the Golf Club. MD Restoration, 24/7 emergency and disaster restoration service. COVID compliant. Fire damage repair, mold remediation, asbestos abatement. Call 528-3434. And now, get MD cleaned.
KORLYNI, Honolulu. We haven't got a winner yet. We haven't got our ninth caller. The number is 808-545-1111. 808-545-1111. Call now.
PGA Junior League is a fun team golf experience for kids that the entire family can enjoy.
Women's golf, learn the game from PGA and LPGA professionals and have a great time with friends.
Find your team and get ready for a fun and exciting PGA Junior League season.
I want to see you out playing in your jersey and having fun. Visit PGAJuniorLeague.com.
You can buy new equipment and practice your swing, but peace of mind is the best way to improve your game. Our mission at SciPac is to safeguard organizations from cyber attacks and business disruption. We are an elite group of cybersecurity specialists providing the deepest level of cyber protection anywhere in Hawaii. As local residents with businesses and families, we are fully invested in protecting Hawaii's livelihoods and assets with the serenity that comes from having SciPac watching your network and infrastructure so you can completely focus on your next swing. Call 808-861-9595 or on the web at SciPac.com. That's CYPA.com. Got to make this 30-foot putt. Checking the brakes, the fingers, quieting the mind. Where's my putter? I'm holding it. Let's go back into the clubhouse with Danielle Tucker.
Luke Newland, Chief Creative Officer and one of the proud owner-operators of Whiskey Run Golf Club. By the way, it's just a short drive from Niagara Falls on the shores of Lake Erie. Welcome into the clubhouse.
Thank you. Thank you. It's an absolute pleasure. Really appreciate it.
Absolutely. So what caught my eye, of course, is that you have introduced a whole new system that nearly doubled your revenues. It's friendly and it's fun. Tell me more.
Yeah, absolutely. So I'll give you a little background on myself. We've owned and operated, it's been family owned and operated in my golf course, Whiskey Run Golf Club, out of Port Colborne, Ontario, Canada. since 1989. I've done everything in the golf business from, you know, fixing divots, repairing ball marks, to flipping burgers. Most of my time has been spent in the pro shop or doing the marketing for the golf course. But one of my main tasks was finding a software solution for a golf course, and I spent the last decade really going in ins and outs of online cheat sheets, point of sale systems for my golf course, and was really kind of, I guess, fed up would be a good word at the at the end of it. So I had a mentor of mine actually told me about Square and said I should look into Square. So I jumped right in, and I loved it. Loved everything about Square, but the only problem is they didn't have a T-sheet integration with it. So, and I was literally, Danielle, I was ready to go paper and pen T-sheet. I was like, we're going with
it. We're going,
yeah. With software, and I'm like, guys, we're going to go back to paper and pen. So, but, I mean, luckily, in my deep Googling, I came across this thing called Birdie, spelt in a kind of weird way, B-I-R-R-D-I, but it was an online T-sheet that integrated with Square, and it allowed me to utilize the tools that Square has and still have an online T-sheet.
Wow. Okay. So that's just strange. Did Square not know that Birdie was out there?
Yeah. I mean, when Michael was the co-founder of Square, because I ended up partnering with Birdie. Michael's a software engineer, and he built it back in 2017 and was really trying to get it off the ground by himself. Obviously, like, this stuff takes a lot of time and backing, so he was kind of getting fed up with the golf industry as well, with people not being wanting to sort of change and see what he had in store, which is actually a cool story from him. One of the main drivers for us is using loyalty, and loyalty was a big change for my golf course that I introduced this system that literally was the greatest thing that I've done at the golf course since I've been around. But one of the reasons why Michael built this software was because he was playing at a golf course all summer long, going there, you know, every week at the end of the year, or at the end of the summer. You know, they didn't even know who he was. And he didn't get a, you know, bag of teas for coming there all summer. And so he was frustrated, and he's like, you know what, I'm going to build something that'll actually take care of this. And so that's how we kind of moved in that direction. And I've jumped on the bandwagon of the loyalty and using loyalty. And it's been nothing short of miraculous for our golf course.
That's wonderful. So the Birdie Club. It's spelled B-I-R-R-D-I. And
yeah,
it's a golf tee sheet software that integrates with Square. And
that's right.
So you just want to make sure that golf courses are, like, with it.
That's right.
Move into the current, yes.
That's right. We're mostly operating on, like, DOS right now in golf, and we're being in around it my whole life. I know, like, the industry were notoriously bad for keeping up with technology. So this was something that now I'm super happy to be a part of.
That's marvelous, marvelous. So, well, it makes a lot of sense. Is it easy to use?
Well, that's our main kind of driver. Is we wanted to create it and make it a simple and easy to use for the golfer and for the golf course, because we want golfers to be booking tee times online. There's nothing worse than, and I've been there at the front line in the pro shop with the phone ringing off the hook, trying to check people in, and it's not good for me, it's not good for the golfer, and getting more golfers booking online is critical to getting away from that and delivering a better experience when the golfer arrives at the golf course.
Makes total sense. They can book there, they can find out when their tee times could be available, just that evening before when the course is already closed down. Everybody's gotten together, had a couple of drinks and, you know, soft serve.
yeah. 3 a.m. tea time bookings, you can do it. It's okay.
Yes, it moved me to make a tea time at 3 o'clock, and I can go to Birdie.
Right.
It's B-I-R-R-D-I, and is it expensive to get them connected to a golf course?
You know, we actually offer it for free to start. So you can actually use it for free. If you just want to use the tee sheet, you can use it absolutely for free. Yeah, you go to Birdie, birdiegolf.com, B-I-R-R-D-I-golf.com. And you, if you're a golfer, too, and you want to see how it looks, you can actually go there. We have a little test tee sheet. You know, one of the things that they do with, like, software is everybody always wants to offer you a demo. Like, come demo. Let me schedule a demo. You know, we don't do any of that. You want to see it, get right in there, sign up your course for free, take a look, and see what we got.
Wow. That's awesome. You don't require a credit card once you sign up. We'll be charged in 30 days. Don't you just... That drives me crazy. But if I want it, I'll come back and I'll get it. Don't offer
That's
me...
That's right.
Right?
That's right. Exactly. You don't have to be, like, counting down the days. Okay, did it pass already? Well, I gotta turn it off? Yeah. No, none of that.
And how do you turn it off? Really, you know, that, they make it hard.
Yeah.
So, but a little bit about Whiskey Run, though. You know, 27 holes, and all three nines are different?
Yeah. So we started with a nine-hole, more like an executive-style course cut out of the trees back in 89. And then we built the next nine, which is called the Fox, which is more of a parkland-style course, nine-hole course. And then 97, we built a course called the Serpent, which by its name, it has seven out of the nine holes. Water comes into play.
When you say we built,
my family. Sorry.
Really?
Yeah, my father is the guy who started it all. So I'm extremely lucky to have the opportunity and be a part of it and help it grow.
Wow. And so your dad built the course, doing all the groundwork?
Well, I mean, he was a part of it. He obviously had a crew there. We had a team. Actually, where the name comes from is pretty cool, too, because when they were putting the irrigation in for the golf course, father hadn't come up with a name yet. So the company doing the irrigation did the whole, mapped it out. And then when they presented it, because as they were putting the irrigation lines in, they were pulling up all kinds of bottles, like whiskey bottles and all these. And so they wrote on the top of the drawings, like, Whiskey Run. And then my dad was like, okay, that sounds like a great name. You run golf clubs.
That is a wonderful name. I mean, it's so catchy. It makes you think everybody's, like, stoned the whole time. Yeah,
and the property itself has, like, a really cool backstory, too, which plays on it, and which is why we found all these bottles, is that it actually was used to house booze that they would actually run across the border during Prohibition from Canada to the U.S. Because we're right by Lake Erie, steps away from Lake Erie, they would just pop over to New York or Pennsylvania and do that illegal stuff.
Wow. I'm just, yeah. I'm seeing a movie of these old, you know, trucks, kind of little tiny tires.
Yep.
Yes.
Yep.
Running, yeah. And that's why you have the Bootlegger Bar and Grill, huh?
That's why we call it the Bootlegger Bar and Grill, yep. And we're expanding right now. We're going to be opening up a distillery, so we're going to be making our own whiskey in a short period of time.
What's it going to be called? Whiskey Run?
No, it's actually called Lake Effect Distillery.
Oh, I like that because it's right there by Lake Erie. Yes?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, okay. Now, what I think is really cool that you created is a barrel house. What a great idea.
Yes. Yeah, that's our rental home. You can fit up to 12 people. I would say 8 comfortably, but if you needed to get 12, you could fit 12 in there. So you could have 3 groups of 4 come down, stay and play. It's right on the golf course, so it works great. It's an old farmhouse, and it's actually super comfortable.
I bet. It sounds super comfortable. What is your season like? How long can people play golf?
We go from April till, like, right about in October, end of October. So now we're really starting to slow down. Temperatures sort of drop in for us here. But, yeah, April till October. Most of our plays, like, from June until the end of September. That's where the majority of our golf gets in. But, I mean, we open as soon as we can, and we close as late as we can.
Wow. Okay. We have to go to what you've created, though. I think it's, you know, you are the chief creative officer. Did you give yourself that name?
Yeah, that's self-appointed.
Yeah.
That's how you get that title.
That's pretty marvelous. I'm the chief creative officer, and I am creating a scary Halloween scramble for everybody to get into. That's fantastic. Have you put this together?
We've had like some pretty wild and different events and tournaments that we've run over the years. The Scary Halloween Scramble is one of them. Yeah.
Okay, it's 12 holes, and you're playing on the fox and the owl. And in this case, I totally understand why it's a shotgun start.
Yes.
Yes, this was a tournament that's designed to be a shotgun start. That's wonderful. Tell me about what's a four-player Las Vegas scramble?
Oh, the Las Vegas scramble. Yeah, that's where each group carries a die with them. So you roll the dice after everybody tees off. So you've got a group of four. You're number one, I'm number two, and our other two players are three and four. So we all tee off. You roll the dice. And whatever number it lands on, that's whose ball you have to take. So one through four, you have to use one of those drives. If it lands on five, if it lands on five or six, you get to pick whoever's you want. It can be pretty scary, especially when someone knocks it in the water. You're like, oh my goodness, don't go on two. Don't go on two.
Okay, and what are the scariest pin placements that you're putting up here?
Oh, well, those are, that's where...
That's a secret?
There's no secret. You find a terrible spot to put a pin on the green, that's where we're going to put it.
Cause
right up against the collar on the mound, you know, something like that.
Because you're such a nice guy.
Yeah. Friendliest golf course in Niagara.
Right.
That's what we call it.
That's right. You're the friendliest golf course in Niagara. Okay, you've also created, so this, you know, signing up for the Scary Halloween Scramble, the price will depend on whether you're a public player, a Whiskey Run member, or a Whiskey Run member with cart season pass. And all of this comes with a lunch, awards, and prizes. It's wonderful.
Yes. Yeah. Our the events we run do pretty well, and we have those options for our members because we have member and public play at our golf course.
I think you are pretty creative, Mr. Chief Creative Officer.
I can't take all the credit. Yeah, the rest of our team here and my family, they all do a great job. So it's a group effort for sure.
Okay. All right. So we're talking right now with Luke Newland. Am I pronouncing your name right?
You are. Yeah.
Fabulous.
With all those vowels in it, you still got it.
Chief Creative Officer and one of the proud owners, operators of Whiskey Run Golf Club, just a short drive from Niagara Falls on the shores of Lake Erie. And if you've been trying to figure out what to do, try go to Birdie, B-I-R-R-D-I, birdie.com.
Mm-hmm.
Is that it?
That's it, yep.
Birdie.com, yeah. And look into, just go to their website, Whiskey Run Golf Club. You'll get a lot of really good ideas. And, you know, copying somebody is the highest form of flattery. So.
Yeah, there you go.
There you go.
You can do exactly what I'm doing, you know, with Birdie, with the T-sheet, and using Square and our loyalty program, which that's the thing that really changed the game for us the last few years and has allowed us to really... deliver value to the golfers and still be able to increase the bottom line.
That's awesome. Luke, thank you so much for being on the show. It's been a pleasure.
Thanks, Danielle. Really appreciate it.
Thank you. Aloha. Okay. We're going to thank the people who make this show possible because, of course, without them, where would we be? Thank you. Aloha Power Equipment, the Mega Store. That's right. Just right next door to the Costco gas station on Alakava in Iwile, and you'll find huge savings. Aloha Power Equipment. You want something, you'll find it. Great riding mowers, robotic mowers, chainsaws, weed whackers, generators, you got it. It's Aloha Power Equipment. We put power at your fingertips. If you're looking for a home, an apartment, some, you know, place so you're not paying somebody else's mortgage because they're buying it and you're paying them, call Derek at Cross Country Mortgage. Great customer service. They're your personal mortgage lender. They make sure their buyers are educated about what's going on when buying a home every step of the way. Derek, 808-445-4038. MD Restoration, flood, fire, disaster. Need help? And MD Restoration is on it because you know you do. At any time of the day, right away, if disaster strikes your home, your office, call MD Restoration. They're licensed contractors, so they can do the cleanup and then they can do the repair. 808-528-3434. We're honored and pleased to have the support of the Aloha Section PGA. The best way to get good at this game of golf, of course, is to not think poorly about yourself and learn from a PGA. And SIPAC for cybersecurity for your company, your organization. SIPAC, an elite group of cyber specialists providing the deepest level of protection anywhere in Hawaii. 808-861-9595. Online, SIPAC.com. Thank you for your mama, and may you hit the sweet spot every time. I'm Danielle Tucker. This is The Golf Club.
You've been listening to the award-winning Golf Club Radio Show with Danielle Tucker on the Golf Club Network statewide. Tune in next week, and we'll tee it up together only on the Golf Club.
Copyright 2022.